three words for you. You like that?
No! No other way to put it.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Intercepted at the 42-yard line! Yes, Nick Bolton!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown!
No!
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests, two-time Super Bowl champion and host of the Greenlight Podcast, Chris Long. Emmy Award-winning actor, Henry Winkler. Plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Hour number one talked about the Dallas Cowboys looking Super Bowl worthy, and then also putting something on tape for Odell to see. And you know, he saw that while the Giants were losing to the Lions, and that put so much on the line for their Thanksgiving Day game tilt. The Giants and the Cowboys, not only for so much in the standings, playoff and division, but for the hearts and minds and love and services of Odell Beckham, I think. Talked about the Packers being done, talked about the Chiefs making the AFC West done through 11 weeks, and that was supposed to be the most competitive division in football and perhaps the best division football's ever put together. How about that? And then just said my two considerable cents on Zach Wilson in his post-game commentary about not letting the defense down despite having one fewer completion than punts on offense.
All right, I'm throwing up a poll right now.
Yes, sir.
Who's the best seven-win team in the AFC? We got four of them. Bills, Ravens, Titans, Dolphins.
Okay. Because the Chiefs are not a seven-win team, are they?
They are not a seven-win
team. Very good, Jay. Very good. Eight-win teams include the Minnesota Vikings, who got curb-stomped. Henry Winkler, who's the biggest Mahomes fan we know of. We made his dream come true last night.
You're going to get a text from Stone Street about that.
Well, I already did. Henry Winkler, as we all know, came on this program in June, professed his love for Mahomes, and now we put him on the field with Mahomes last night. Because Mahomes is a first-class individual who loves the Fonz. Who does not? We'll talk to Henry Winkler in hour number three. Overreaction Monday coming up, but a usual Monday spot. Love talking to this man. Always makes us smarter. Always love hearing his perspective. He's a two-time Super Bowl winner who's also got a tremendous podcast called Greenlight Podcast. I was on it last week. I hope I did not bring down the downloads. Chris Long back here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. You helped us with the downloads.
Oh, did I?
It was a little Rich Eisen bump.
A little bump. Hey.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. Look at that. Let's just jump into it, man. I started by saying the Cowboys play like that, they win the Super Bowl. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, yeah, if they play like that, they do. But, you know, I mean, the ebbs and flows of the season, man. You know, last week losing to Green Bay, blowing that lead. And, they put it all together. And I thought this was one you could see from a mile away. If you're like a Minnesota fan, I think you knew this was going to happen. I just didn't think you knew it was going to be 40-3. You know, like the way y'all Jets fans know something's going to happen. I feel like the Vikings fans know in like a different way. And this was free money, man. You know, if you were on Dallas, because it's just that pass rush. And as soon as Darisaw went out of the game, you got to worry about that if you're the Vikings, like two concussions in 2 weeks. And then you got a short week this week, so he's not going to play in that game. It just makes such a big difference playing against this front. Micah Parsons is scary. I know there's some people that are around him statistically as edge rushers in the NFL right now. But it's just when you're seeing your first action and you're that backup tackle and you're staring across from you and you're looking at Micah Parsons, it's just unfair. And same thing on the other side, Lawrence was great. They hit him, what, 9 knockdowns in the first 23 plays, 6 sacks. Yeah. It was just a dominant performance. And Tony Pollard, not just, hey, big hole, you know, he's hitting the big hole for 70 yards or whatever it was. Like, he had a bunch of yards over expectation. They were he adds a different element. And then Zeke still gets his touches down by the goal line. So Dak was perfect, man. He was really great. And I just can't believe this was once a conversation, you know, Cooper Rush.
That's right.
Dak, the whole thing. It's wild what can change in a couple weeks or months in the NFL.
Look, and I know you had the chuckle of, yeah, it's tough to play like that consistently in the NFL. And I'm like, if they play like this, they win the Super Bowl. But why can't this be in the realm of what the Cowboys do consistently from here on out, especially if Odell Beckham saw that and he goes, I'd like to join it? Why not?
Well, that's the crazy thing, because, you know, Odell comes out a couple of days ago and says, like, hey, New York or Dallas, right? And you couldn't have seen two games go any different yesterday. And he's needed so much in New York. I mean, they lose another receiver yesterday there, and they were already so thin. But he would also fit pretty nicely in Dallas. And as you said, one of the reasons the Minnesota loss is so frustrating, the two blowout losses for them, and them being, I think there are 146 teams that have ever been 8-2. And, you know, they're the only ones with the negative point differential at this juncture. And the most disturbing part about that, because I don't think winning close games is a bad thing. I really don't. But I do believe in the value of looking at the point differential. These two blowouts, they're not just bad, but they're two teams you got to beat in the NFC. So, you know, if you're the Vikings, you look at this team, whether you think they're one and Philly's two, or whether you think it's the other way around, these are the two teams you got to go through. And it's not like, you know, Kirk is a trusted commodity in the playoffs. You know, we haven't seen a big enough sample size. So it's kind of scary for Minnesota to find out what you found out about yourself this Sunday. And then you got to go play the Pats on a short week. Like, what are they going to do to Jefferson? That's going to be really interesting, how they're going to take him away. And how will they respond up front? Because they're going to see a whole different kind of ball game, where pressure's manufactured and the scheme's kind of crazy and the whole thing. But, you know, yeah, the Cowboys are really good. I don't know if they're the best team in the NFC. I don't know who it is. I mean, you know, and yesterday the Eagles didn't look great, and they missed Dallas Goedert, and, you know, they were making adjustments. But that defense stepped up for them, too, in a different way. So that Christmas Day game, I don't know, like, if there's a Nielsen rating, like, kind of over-under it could break your TV set. I think it's going to be such a big game on Christmas Day between Philly and Dallas.
Chris Long here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's hit what Zach Wilson said after the loss in New England. And obviously the special teams just broke. I mean, I don't know how the hell you punt down the middle of the field with mere seconds to go. Just punt the damn thing out of bounds and go into overtime. Certainly with the way that the defense is playing, 12 sacks of Mac Jones, 6 in the first loss, 6 in the second loss. And Zach Wilson, when asked after 9 completions and 10 punts if he's let the defense down, says no. How does that sit with the defensive side of the football, do you think, Chris Long?
Not good. Not good, Rich. And I think it'd be – I try not to, like, really go at guys from where I sit, like in the media or whatever, because I'm a former player and I've been there and that sort of thing. But I have zero sympathy for Zach Wilson, like less than zero, if that's possible, because it wasn't like, hey, did you let the defense down? No, I don't really want to go there. You know, like, there's a lot of ways you can answer that question. You can say no without being so flippant, you know, like just short about it. And it was like, no, next question. And, you know, if I'm Garrett Wilson or I'm Mims, or, you know, like, hey, there was a play in the fourth quarter when he overthrew Mims in the flat for like the second time in that game. And, you know, they cut away from Mims, but he's palms up. He's like, what the hell is that? You know, like, and same thing with Garrett Wilson. I mean, Orlovsky posted something today, on Twitter, I think from the end zone tape. And you could see Garrett Wilson frustrated. And then you've got your wide receiver, your rookie wide receiver, you know, delivering that kind of monologue after a game, and that's what you get from your quarterback, like the face of the franchise, man. Like, really shameful, man. And, you know, I don't like to be hyperbolic, and I know, like, everything we do now is such a big overreaction, but when you couple it with, and I watched all his throws to make sure before I got on the radio this morning or got on my show and absolutely lit him up, but, like, he was bad. You know, and I know it was windy. I know it was cold. Like, I talked to a couple guys in New England, and they said it was like, it felt like it was the teens. And, you know, the refs' pants were blowing everywhere. You could tell it was cold. But Mac Jones, and I know it was a lot of layups, you know, and I know the calls aren't great, but he was able to hit his targets. He was able to hit his gimmies. And, you know, the wind was blowing the same for Zach Wilson at the end of the ball game win. And this is what drives me so crazy, Rich, is like to start that drive where, you know, this is it at the end of the football game. We've worked so hard. The defense has busted their ass. I mean, whether it was Quinnen Williams or Lawson or, you know, Franklin Myers or all these guys that, that came up with big sacks and or you know, fourth and three, you get a big stop. Or third and one, Quinnen Williams and Whitehead make it. They were heroic on defense. You got one drive to cash this whole thing in, man. And the first play, you're out of bounds on the sideline to Moore, and it's not on target, and he's off his back foot. It's like nonchalant, you know? That's the thing that drives me crazy about Zach Wilson right now is, like, you know, the arm angle stuff, the mechanics. Like, I'm not a quarterback, not a quarterback's coach, but I know some of this stuff looks unnecessarily nonchalant. And you pair that with what he said after the game, and it's shameful. And, you know, if I was a defensive player on that team, I would already had a conversation with him, you know, because.
What would you say? What would you say, Chris? Like, what do you say to
we're
that?
We're on live radio.
Huh?
I can't say what I would say.
Really? I mean, no, but can you clean it up? And what would the general gist be? Because, you know, something is going to have to happen.
Don't you ever show us up like that again.
Huh?
You know, because we got guys, this is a championship caliber defense. You know, I've been on defenses, Rich, where we held Marshawn Lynch to 20-something yards rushing on a Monday night and lost, you know, 10-6 or whatever. Like, that was our existence for some years in St. Louis. So I know what it's like when the offense doesn't hold up there into the bargain. But accountability goes a long way, and being liked in a locker room is important, you know, if you can't stand up there and be accountable, these people are going to eat you alive. It's the New York media market. You know, it's just getting started. There's a lot of games left this season. And if I was Robert Saleh, you know, and I love Joe Douglas, that's my dude.
Yeah.
They're in a real pickle because I look at this team and I'm like, Mike White, Joe Flacco, do they give us a better chance to win? Probably right now. Because, I mean, I know it's like Kill Zach Wilson Day. And everybody's, like, digging up all the stats and everything. But, you know, it's from Doug Clawson. Zach Wilson's first 20 career starts are a little too close to Jamarcus Russell's for comfort. Yards per attempt about equal. Touchdowns, interception, actually worse for Wilson. Passer rating right on par. And then, you know, people making comparisons to Johnny Manziel. I feel like the vitriol would be a lot less if you'd stand up there at the podium and act like a man after the game.
Chris Long here on the Rich Eisen Show in his usual Monday spot. Chiefs best team in football? If you had to peg one right now, and I'm asking you because it's Sport Talk Radio, Chiefs best team?
Yeah, and isn't it amazing? I mean, it's just like, I really do. Last night, man, I was watching that game and, you know, like playing the league for 11 years and now doing this for a living. Sometimes, and maybe you know what I'm talking about, you lose your fandom a little bit. You know, I watch it and, you know, the business aspect of it from having played and also from covering the game now and trying to stay, like, neutral. Sometimes you don't really sink into a game the way you used to and you don't enjoy it. Like, I felt like a kid last night watching that game.
Me too.
And if I was Roger Goodell or I was one of these people that made things happen and Spanos and those folks down in L.A., like, they're going to pay Herbert, right? Like, even though they're kind of, they're known to be a little bit cheaper. Like, but if for some reason you couldn't pay Justin Herbert, if there was a chance that he was going to escape the division, like, I would subsidize keeping him in the division. Because this is, like, this is the best football. Like, this we need this. We need this the next 10, 15 years. And it's just, I felt like a kid watching sports last night. It was just such a great ball game. And Patrick Mahomes is probably, I mean, he's got a killer instinct like nobody else in sports.
He does.
And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic, but, you know, Kyle played with him, my brother played with him. We were just sitting here this morning, and the way he describes how competitive that guy is and knowing how competitive Kelce is and those two. I was sitting last night, I was like, is there a more fun quarterback, receiver, tight end duo at any point in the history of this league? For this span, I'm not sure. I mean, because Tom and Gronk were fun, but it felt like father-son, you know? These two, like, they finish each other's sentences. Half the stuff they do is nonverbal. And, you know, they're so damn competitive. They're perfect for each other. And, you know, that mesh route at the end of the game, I mean, they kill people on those crossers. And it's just, I mean, the ball he threw to Fortson was on his ear hole. I mean, it was like it couldn't be any better. And he's doing it with a cast of characters that's just, Kadarius Toney is hurt now. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter.
You know,
as long as you got Kelsey and you got Patrick Mahomes, you're in any game.
Yeah, I feel it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Down and distance doesn't matter too, right? It wasn't it third and long from inside his own 5-yard line. Yeah. Move the chains. Yeah. Now this kid Pacheco runs with a very strong manner. I mean, like, he brings it every single time. He runs very physically.
Load, yeah.
He is. And defensively we always overlook it because of the offense. I mean, Chris Jones is a beast. He's a defensive player of the year candidate. Frank Clark is back. Nick Bolton, I love watching him play. He's everywhere, man. A little bit too much sometimes, as we saw last night. But
no, Nick Bolton's fun, man. Nick Bolton's fun. We got some fun off the ball backers in our game right now that we get to watch. We got Fred Warner, Milano, the guys in Tampa. I think Nick Bolton's joining that group. He's not up in that upper echelon yet, but you know, he's been fun to watch.
Last one for you, Chris Long, here on the Rich Eisen Show in his usual Monday spot. I follow you on Twitter at Joel91. Couldn't help but notice this post by you yesterday, a handwritten note that you received, I believe, inside your own household.
In my bathroom.
In your bathroom, right? It reads, "I poop in the toilet."
Whoa.
Toylit. You tweeted this out saying, "Found this in my bathroom this morning, and it feels like a threat." I agree. It looks like the words "or else" are missing. Can you give me?
I don't know what I didn't know. I didn't know Kyle came over this weekend. That's the weird thing about like having a brother that lives close by.
Well, actually, you know? my comment on is it. I didn't know Zach Wilson wrote a note in your bathroom. You know.
What, not my fault would have been the note.
Do you have what's the background here? What do we got? What are we working on here in the Long household? What do you got?
My 6-year-old man, who's about as accountable as what I saw from. He's actually more accountable, admitting that.
Okay, and anything? What do you got? Any follow up? What do you got? No
follow up. We haven't even talked about it. He doesn't know he's on the Rich Eisen Show.
We're on Twitter. What are you talking about? So, okay. Yeah. There's been no follow up. There's no nothing.
No follow up. I don't want to poke the bear. You know, he's shown he can do it once. He can do it again.
And then there's a note. Like, where did you find it? Where did you find it? On a sink?
Right on my bed, right next to the sink. I woke up. I got to sleep in Sunday because I was up till 2 a.m.
Okay,
sweating Utah, Oregon. Damn, that's just like 10:30 is too late. It's too late. I got the laptop in bed.
Yeah.
I got a pillow propped up so that my wife doesn't see the glare.
Okay, good for you. Like, good
what
system.
What are you doing? I got to admit to her that I'm betting the Pac-12 after dark. Hey, babe, Bo Nix is definitely out this week. I'm all over Utah, just like Josh Allen was out last week.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I got to sleep in. I woke up, and I woke up to that note.
Fantastic. I love it. It seems like you got a great system going on in the household, and it looks like it's successful. Looks like you're doing the right thing here. Good.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Who's on the...
Zach Wilson could learn you catch more bees with honey.
Who's on the pod this week? Who do you got for me on the pod this week?
We're working on a couple people. You know, we're flying by the seat of our pants this week, Rich.
Okay.
And with Thanksgiving coming up, can I have a soapbox for a second
Please? Before
I leave the show?
Yes, sir.
Can we...
It is yours.
No more inside football on Thanksgiving. Make it stop. Every year, it's like 3 dome teams. You've got to watch indoor football. People are starting to come around on the injuries, but the viewing experience sucks.
Interesting.
Is that a hot take?
Well, it is because, spicy. You know, the Lions, I mean, this is tradition, man. I mean, and
Jerry put the Lions to host one. Just how about the other two?
Jerry, well, I mean, Jerry hosts, you know, Jerry hosts the other. You're not telling, who's...
Oh, get it out of here.
You can't tell Jerry. Jerry covered up the hole in the roof that, you know, supposedly was there so God could watch his football team from back in the day at the Texas Stadium.
Did you play backyard football on Thanksgiving?
Who doesn't?
Did you play turkey game in a dome? Rich, you play it outside.
I hear you. I got it. Look, I'm picking up what you're putting down. They don't have to put the third game in a dome. That's true. They don't have, they could...
Just like, give me something outside, you know?
Interesting. Okay. I'll run that up the flagpole.
Yeah, but you're the only guy I know that could. So
hey, it's RES Consulting, Rich Eisen Show Consulting. We're on fire. We got Henry Winkler to the game last night, so that happened last
night.
That's
cool. Henry Winkler onto this.
Dude,
cool.
He loves Mahomes. Mahomes heard it. He said let him come to the game. It actually happened last night. You know,
that was cool. I saw the pick. All right.
Thanks for the call, sir. Good luck to you. Let's and not just, you know, on your podcast, but whatever's going on with you. What's your 6-year-old's name? Who's going boom boom? What do we got?
Waylon.
Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Glad to hear that it's all working. Good, and that he's accountable.
Yep.
He's accountable.
Plumbing is working. Yep.
Have a great Thanksgiving, sir. You be well.
See you, brother.
All right.
Y'all
that's
too.
The
too.
Great Chris Long. Check him out on the Greenlight Podcast. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. There's so much to talk about. Do you want to do Overreaction Monday top of hour 3?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
For Henry?
Yeah, for Henry Winkler.
Great.
There's two Henrys in football, Derek and Winkler. As far as I'm concerned.
One's actually a Hall of Famer.
Dude, I heard what Marshall had to say. He said he's a Hall of Famer.
He said he needs to do more.
Ish.
He needs to do more. He gets less than 8,000 yards. I mean, there's a lot of dudes ahead of him.
Who currently leads the NFL in rushing right now with 1,000
turns? Who cares? The Hall of Fame is for your career.
Got it.
He has two Pro Bowl
seasons.
He does
have to get probably till 11, Rich, I would have to say.
I mean, LeSean McCoy is ahead of him. Like, come on, there's guys ahead of him. Who are waiting their turn.
Sir?
Let's relax.
By the way, nothing sets me off more than somebody telling me to relax.
Well, that's everybody.
Especially in an elevator.
Relax. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Too soon.
844-204-RICH. Number to dial. You know what we're going to do? Because it's Toes Gonna Meet Ball on USA and Wales. We're going to help people out.
Let's do it.
We're going to help people out who might be new to the World Cup.
Very excited for this match.
And certainly new to soccer. Who might have missed LAFC and their victory, and they're going to see the man who helps win it.
An important person is playing in this game
for Wales. Yeah. Okay, we're going to help you on that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So much to talk about on this program, including my hangout with my son and Lizzo that TJ wants to know about. Two thousand eight. 2022. When it comes to the economy, those are some scary years. Dot-com crash, housing crash, and the roller coaster we're kind of going through right now. One thing is certain, it's a dangerous time to not know your numbers, but over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. So how do you prepare for uncertain times? The answer is simple. NetSuite. It's why 93% of customers say they improve their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. So what are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richpod right now. netsuite.com/richpod. netsuite.com/richpod.
Influencer. It's a word that gets tossed around a lot these days. There is a woman who went the distance, who broke ground as the first true influencer by living a remarkable life. Her name, Elizabeth Taylor. I'm Katy Perry. This is the story of the original influencer. This is Elizabeth the First. Elizabeth the First, the podcast, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. We'll take a call or two when we in a second. sometimes stories break and we react. And I would love sometimes to have like a camera on whoever's just learned of this news, right? A GoPro, what have you, whatever you want to say. I would love to have a camera on Melvin Gordon, wherever he is right now, because the Denver Broncos just cut him. And I would just, this Ian Rappaport would put up the at rap sheet tweet up there right now. And I would basically think that Melvin Gordon's reaction would be, really? I'm the problem. I'm the problem. I know I fumble. I know I put the ball on the turf. I get it. But really, I'm the problem.
Yes. I thought, okay, I thought I'm more the problem. Or less he'd be like the Alonzo Mourning GIF. Like, really? And then,
you know,
right,
shake his head
right,
and fine. Like, I can't believe it. And then nod in agreement.
Like, okay, yeah, you're
no,
right.
I think no, if this was an Alonzo Mourning GIF, it would be just like, I can't believe I'm the one that got cut. But, all right, it's probably better that I'm not here anymore. Like, that's got to be the head shake. Oh. No, I can't believe I'm the one
or it's your
that's
favorite.
Being held accountable. But, you know, it's probably better I get the hell out of here.
There's a thing on TikTok going around which you love, which is the sound is like, is it me? Am I the drama? I'm not the drama. Am I the drama?
You're on TikTok?
I'd look at it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What's whoa. Bigger breaking news?
What?
Whoa, Melvin yeah. Gordon being cut or this guy saying he's on TikTok?
What? Why is that? We've known that for 2 years now.
You're the one who's just like, yeah, we're not doing TikTok.
Yeah, because I'm trying
and
to explain to you.
Xander is the one who's like, can I take over TikTok
I'm
for
trying
you?
To explain to you at our current format will not play on TikTok.
He disagrees, by the way.
I get it, but he's also 12. So
he's 14.
Oh, okay, 14.
And he's on the damn thing, and he's an expert at it.
Okay, well.
How about you don't fumble in the red zone? Is that so hard? He's cost them at least 2 wins.
I would disagree.
No, they beat Seattle and they win. They beat the Raiders. Like, come on.
Javonte Williams also
they both fumbled.
Well,
he was part of it.
That's week two, one.
That's
week,
2 wins.
Week one, Denver had a chance to win that game for Russ, okay? And they did have the ball. And by the way, this is when it was first blush. If they'd won that game, it'd been like, all right, they're 1-0. Russ, they did it for
exactly.
Russ. Russ did it for Denver. Look at them. The offense looked good. And, you know, Nathaniel Hackett doesn't need help in learning when to call timeouts to make decisions. And there were two fumbles in the red zone and inside the five. And for some reason, the coach played for a game-winning kick.
That was weird.
Holy crap. That's still top five weirdest things to happen this year.
It was weird.
But that offense, from start to finish, beginning to end, stinks. Stinks.
But they could be 5-5.
And it would help to not, obviously, fumbles in the red zone are killers. That's like blown saves in the ninth.
Yeah, I mean.
Or blown saves in the eighth. Blown saves in the ninth are punting the ball right down the middle of the field when all you got to do is punt it out of bounds.
Sure,
and
sure,
you go
sure.
to overtime because your defense is balling out.
But he can't
And your
be
quarterback can't make a first
today.
Down.
I mean, come on.
Come on, no. Really, it's his fault? It's his fault.
You're not going to cut the quarterback.
You're definitely not cutting the quarterback.
So, and the head coach isn't getting fired. So,
not yet.
It's like firing the hitting coach in a baseball season.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like, all right, who can we look around? A hitting coach, you're out.
That's Melvin Gordon is the hitting coach.
You know,
he's the hitting coach.
Yeah.
So there's that. All right, less than a half an hour to the United States playing a World Cup match against Wales.
Let's
now,
go.
This is a big one. This is a big one because the other two sides, right? Is that the one? You call it a side?
In
America, you think a side is a fry or whatever. The other two, it's a side as a team, right? Right? So the other two sides or clubs?
Club.
In the group, which is a division.
Right.
I'm trying to help the folks who might be new to this.
There's eight groups. They all have four teams.
Yes. And so
they play all
the other two are Iran and England.
Right.
Now, when England saw the United States in their group, they were just like sticking the napkin in their shirt with the fork and knife saying, this is easy. We got this thing. Because Iran, we're going to dismantle. And they already have dismantled them 6-2 earlier today.
6-2 this morning,
right.
Yeah.
So Wales is probably thinking the same thing about the United States. And the United States, if the United States wants to advance to the knockout stage, is what it's called, elimination, you need to have the top two teams in your group emerge.
And you got goal differential as a tiebreaker.
Yes, that's the big
so
one.
If you, and England's already plus four.
Yeah,
plus
yes.
four.
Okay, so if you're thinking England's advancing, there's only one spot available. And one would think the two sides, teams, clubs, that have a chance, countries, to advance the last seat. This is it. This is it. It's pretty big. So now, massive. Anybody who's wondering about Wales, all right, this is what you do when you're an American sports broadcaster who doesn't know all that much about it.
I wish I had
you look up. Music. You look up who are the best known people from Wales, right? The Welsh. That's what they're called, the Welsh. Did you know Shirley Bassey, who yes. sang Goldfinger?
Two.
Diamonds Are Forever. And Moonraker. And Don't Sleep on right, Moonraker. That's a great Bond
a
theme.
Great song.
Yeah, Moonraker. She is she's still alive, by the way, in her mid-80s. She's Welsh. Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Oof.
How about that?
Whoa.
Fava beans and a nice Chianti and a rakish hat, wherever he is. He's settling in to watch this. Not rooting for the United States, one would think. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oof. Oh, I mean.
It's a split household. Is Michael Douglas putting on his U.S. gear?
His Pulisic kit?
Yes, Pulisic.
Probably not.
And those here in Los Angeles know about Gareth Bale. He helped win the MLS Cup for LAFC. He and his, is it a man bun?
Oh, yeah.
It's a bun. I mean, it's just like,
he's a man and it's
you know,
a bun.
It is. It's just like, you know, Gareth, you know, it's like Gareth Bale saying, I'm not hot enough. Let me wear my hair like this.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, bro. And then Tom Jones.
I mean, what's new, pussycat?
Not unusual.
Sir Tom Jones, by the way. I mentioned that it's a dame and two sirs. Anthony Hopkins is a sir as well.
Although Christian Bale, also Wales.
Is he really? Are they in a relation?
He's from Haverford West.
Oof. Okay. Taron Egerton, who played Elton John, who just said farewell here in Los Angeles last night. Richard Burton, may he rest in peace. Michael Sheen, he's made some very passionate speeches to this club, side, country. So we're getting ready, and let me help some folks out. I don't get it either with the extra time. I don't know. I don't get it either. It seems so random.
It's very arbitrary.
It's very arbitrary. You know, do they run a clock when somebody goes down? When do they start the clock when somebody goes down? Do when somebody goes down and acts like they're hurt and they're not hurt at all?
That counts.
Like,
I've done a lot.
By the way, and I apologize. Hold on a second. I apologize to the rest of the world that I'm turning to Mike Del Tufo to tell me something about.
I've mixed a ton of major World Cup.
This guy's watched more soccer than
I did
the
LAFC before they went into the championship.
This is LAFC. I mean, it's the same thing.
I've done World Cup, three of them.
Okay.
But getting back to the...
You actually have the trophy right in front of you.
Yes, and I have the actual trophy for that. But no, they keep a time, basically keeps time of every time someone goes down. Me and Chris were talking about it. And theoretically, that time is also kept upstairs. So there's two people doing it.
Okay.
They then decide an amount. So it's really, people think, they just made up the extra time.
Yeah, because
that sounds made up to me.
Netherlands and Senegal, like it's 1-0. It's 1-0, by the way. Zero is nil. It's 1-0, and they put up a plus eight. Eight extra minutes. It's like, okay.
So I tell people, if you don't believe that that's accurate, try timing it once.
Oh.
I have, and it's not.
But you're not doing it exactly. Have you been a referee?
Fantastic.
Or have you been a referee for soccer? They start and stop it based on certain things.
And the stretcher comes out way too much. And then the trainer will just spray something on somebody. And then all of a sudden they start running like a deer again.
The magic spray.
Okay. The magic spray is amazing. It's truly, and then a couple of World Cups ago came the magic foam.
Yes.
Where they spray on the turf.
The line for a free kick.
They got the foam.
And they
got the spray. The spray and the foam. It's like the cream and the clear from back in the day in Major League Baseball, right? It's like a deer antler spray put down on the ground.
Love it.
So there's the magic foam and there's the magic spray. To me, there should be a yellow card for anybody that comes back in and acts a certain way where, like, if you writhe in pain, like, there's a different type of showing whether you have pain or not. If you writhe in pain and you're back within a minute, immediate yellow card. In the same way,
I know where this
in the
is
same, no, in the yeah. same way yes. that you see defensive backs emphatically go incomplete after they break up a pass, and two flags come in. Two flags for the clear pass interference comes in.
Yes.
And this I see so many defensive backs go incomplete. I did my job. Two flags coming. It's kind
of
like,
and then they're like, then they go,
but that's the same gif of Swaggy P celebrating a 3-point shot that he's turned his back on that rims in and out. There should be a 15-yard penalty on anybody who emphatically rules incomplete, and multiple flags come in. One flag comes in, no infraction, just a warning, like a sideline infraction. Just trying to bring the two footballs together, football sports. So these are just things for everyone to know. And we're already seeing it. The multiple pronunciations of the host country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Qatar.
I've seen three different ones.
It's Qatar, Qatar. Yeah. And what's the third one that you're seeing?
There's a third one that's like, Kutjin. They like, they.
What?
It's like, what? Yeah,
did you just say?
It's like,
did you have a tick?
Not what you think it is. Kutcher. And that's like the native way of saying
okay,
it.
Well, we're not
Ashton?
Native.
Yeah. They call me Kutcher?
I mean, here you go. You just make it through
Qatar
the show.
Or Qatar. I was told multiple times it's Qatar.
All right, so that's weird.
Qatar is what it's called. Qatar.
The Arabic way of saying
it. Oh, and there's Tom Rinaldi right now.
Oh, geez.
Somebody must have. I mean, is he pulling the heartstrings again? There he is.
Man, it would be nice to know what
Fox is sending everybody over there. It's the United States versus Wales.
Qatar.
And oh, thank you.
Whoa. I mean,
go straight to the Google.
I feel like radio now. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It is all on.
Sorry, DJ.
And there are going to be people coming out of the woodwork who are going to be freaking out that the United States isn't as good at soccer.
If they're not as good.
I'm so excited.
These guys are. I just can't hide it. So far,
this is Alexei Lalas's like bar mitzvah. This is it. This is it for him. Here we go.
Let's go.
Let the World Cup begin.
I'm fired up.
We can now start it.
I have USA in the over. I have Pulisic to score and USA to win. I'm going nuts.
What are you doing?
Every game.
You don't know what you're doing.
I'm going nuts.
How do you have any idea how good Wales is?
No, but who cares?
Every match he's betting.
Wales, I'm betting on us.
Guys, Wales has a guy named Gareth.
USA.
Do you remember the...
And then, you know, all of the teams, you know, the Welsh, the England, they all have guys with first and last names as first names. Honestly. It's stay away from teams that have guys with first and last names as first names. That's one thing. And number two is stay away from any team, whether it's from Europe or Latin America countries, who have guys who go by just one name and it sounds like a pharmaceutical.
We should play that way.
I know. I'm trying to do it right now.
We'll do that. We'll do that later on this month with one of our celebrity guests. We did this years ago for our Roku audience. World Cup player or pharmaceutical?
I still have that drop.
Do not take Entresto without consulting your doctor. Or is Entresto somebody who's killing it for Ecuador?
It sounds,
you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm just saying.
I have no idea. Could be either one.
Okay. Man, I got to tell you. That guy on Croatia named Biktarvi is so good. Or consult your doctor before taking Biktarvi. See how it goes? Welcome to the World Cup, people. Welcome to the World Cup.
Oh, Wales has a guy named Hennessy, TJ.
There you go.
Oh,
look out. Yeah. Look out.
Get that hen dog in there.
Look up Wales right now. Dude, how many guys do they have with guys who have first and last names as a first name? Go for it.
Oh,
go for it.
Harry Wilson.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Daniel James.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, Daniel James. Yeah, look out for Daniel James.
Connor Roberts.
There you go.
Like, what are we doing?
All right. Goodness. Well, Connor Robert would be the one.
Sorba Thomas.
That does sound like a Delaney card, but you've got your names mixed. Sorba Kama Thomas. All right. That's our World Cup coverage.
And then they have a guy named Matt Smith.
There you go. Is he money?
Nice. Well done.
By the way, both. They have a Kiefer? Both. Here's another last thing about a little pet peeve. Both Los Angeles football announcers do not say the word O or O, like Ofer. They say they pronounce the word zero.
Zero.
It's 3-0. They're 0-for-4 on really? First down. It's just like, do you know anybody who says the word zero instead of O? I don't know anybody.
Well, I do know that. One person.
Who's that? What do you got?
0.0.
There you go.
Zero.
Look at Mike.
I'll say zero. Dean Wormser
is calling the games here in Los Angeles. All right, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. Overreaction Monday, Henry Winkler and more. World Cup soccer has begun. Consult your doctor.
The World Tournament of Soccer happening in Qatar is finally here, and with all the weird kickoff times and all the other sports happening simultaneously, it can be kind of hard to keep up. So to make sure you're up to speed, be sure to listen to Qatar Kick Around for the daily wrap-up of all the action from the tournament. From the group stage all the way to the final, Andy, Lars, and Peter are here for you with recaps and opinions of what happened that day in Qatar. Everything can be found at thekickaround.com, the Cumulus podcast channel on YouTube, or wherever you listen.
When you open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening more than just doors, people. You are unlocking potential. The potential to do your own thing and be your own boss, steer your own success, and blaze your own trail. Each and every Sprinter van is built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal you set. To help you follow your own passions, reawaken that spirit of adventure, and check all those big, bold, fun, and exciting experiences off your bucket list. Owning a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van lets you live, work, and play out your dreams no matter how far off the beaten path they're going to take you. 16 body types, your choice of a gas or diesel engine, thousands of ways to customize, available in all-wheel drive. That's how a Sprinter van is placed before you, capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions wherever you want to take them. So now's the time to discover what it is that moves you most. Do not wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. Peter in Texas has been hanging on forever and a day. What's up, Peter?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
Thank you. Same to you, sir. Hey, what's on your mind?
So I do want to ask Rich about his Jets, but I really got to appreciate you guys breaking the news about Melvin Gordon. He's on my fantasy team, and I learned on air that he just got cut.
I'd hang on to him. Somebody might pick him up.
Someone definitely will pick him up.
Why wouldn't the Jets pick him up? You know, I mean, James Robinson hasn't done anything yet. I don't know what's going on with that, by the way. When they signed him after Breece Hall went down, I thought we were going to see James Robinson running like it was Jacksonville, and we've hardly seen him. At all. Yeah. I don't know. He's going to wind up somewhere, I would think.
I would hope so, yeah, because my fantasy team is dead when Jamar Chase got hurt, but...
He might be coming back. Hang on there.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I hope so.
You bet.
But first off, I got to ask Rich, you know, like, I'm a big fan of the show, and I watch, you know, pretty religiously, so I feel connected with you guys, and very as good. Such, I always want to call in and be like, I want to know if you're okay after a Jets loss like that. Because I saw that apparently in the second half, the Jets averaged 2.7 inches per play. And apparently there might have been a block in the back that was not called on that punt return.
Hey, I don't want to hear any of that stuff. Okay, I don't want to. I appreciate it. I'm okay. Brockman was kind enough to stay away from my text, but it doesn't matter, too. I was trolled on the spot by my 11-year-old Cooper, who watched it with me and he's a diehard Patriot fan. Because Susie's a diehard Patriot fan, and Brady was winning championships when he was growing up. And if I said you had to go ahead and root for Adam Gase and the Jets, Child Services would have removed him from the household. So I appreciate the call, Peter. Thank you. And all that business of blocking in the back. Don't punt the ball down the middle of the field with seconds to go and then say, oh, they blocked in the back.
Don't give up a 70-yard return.
By the way, the NFL, did you see the NFL responded to all of those tweets about that to say that they reviewed it? And it doesn't matter if a guy... falls forward if he's being blocked from the side.
Yeah.
You know, it depends where the force is coming from. Doesn't matter the direction that the guy falls. Make first downs. Don't punt it down the middle of the field. How does that sound? Okay?
Hit wide open receivers.
Hey, you don't have anything to talk about on offense. You're in deep trouble because your quarterback is totally regressing. He has as many touchdown passes as Zach Wilson right now heading into Minnesota.
But the conditions were the same yesterday.
No
and
question.
He only had four incompletions.
Well, you know the difference maker is your guy Ramondre Stevenson. He is a load, and Belichick knows if you keep sending him in your direction, there will be business decisions made, and you have a choice, and many of them turn that choice down. He is really good. So
the tight ends played. Jonathan Smith had a good game, but yeah, I mean we're not great on offense either.
You know. And that's a big game, New England and Minnesota both coming off of a loss.
Yeah.
Because really New England's next game after that is Buffalo.
Is Buffalo on Thursday.
Yes, because Buffalo, that's what the league likes to do, is have the first Thursday after Thanksgiving, have two teams that play on Thanksgiving, so it's a full complement of rest. There's at least one Thursday night game where it's not a so-called short week. So that's a pretty big one, too.
The Vikings are three-point favorites against the Patriots on Thanksgiving. That seems ridiculous.
That, you know what that's about? That's about...
The Vikings are frauds?
No, it's not that. It's like, it's okay, Kirk Cousins. Belichick is coming for you.
Primetime. Sunday night,
baby. He's coming for you. He's got something special in a short week for you. And we just saw what the Cowboys just did to him and that offense, totally obliterating it.
Yeah, Matthew Judon.
And Matthew Judon, doesn't he lead the league in sacks?
He does. 13.5.
He's dynamite.
Yep.
And everybody does their job. That guy, Kyle Duggar, is everywhere, too. He knows exactly what's going on. If you have a tendency to throw here because they play a certain defense against you, they're going to know where to be around that ball. They are really good, man. Every year. So all you in Bill we don't trust anymore, folks, just wait. Because your current offensive coordinators would be the ones to come take over.
No, I mean...
It would be Ryan Day?
Hopefully he's... Well, yeah, either the Ohio State coach or the Raiders coach. Just one of those guys can just
You want
back.
The Raiders coach, huh? You take him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's an awesome offensive coordinator. Terrible head coach.
But he'd be your guy to come coach the team? You would take him to coach the team after Belichick?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's the appropriate answer. You better hope Bill is just wants to keep doing it and does it. He's amazing. It's unreal. How many? 14 in a row against the Jets? It's so stupid.
7 straight years.
What the hell, man? It is dog-ish.
Dog-ish or dog?
Dog-ish.
Okay. Like by dog-ish. The way, I'm sure Cooper had less curse words than I had yesterday watching the final punt return.
Well, it wasn't just that. He was just like when they were running the ball on 3rd and 8, he's like, what are you running it for? That's when I took a video of him and he didn't want to, he thought I was going to put it on Twitter. And I'm like, no, this is just for Brockman.
Yeah.
So, hour number 3, Henry Winkler, we're going to pull him off the ceiling, off the roof of SoFi Stadium. He met Patrick Mahomes last night. In case you might be somehow new to this, the great Henry Winkler and his story coming up hour 3 and Overreaction Monday as well. So, that's all coming up. We got national anthems being sung right now.
These are so...
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Let's go.
The United States national anthem being sung in Qatar for a World Cup match. Here we go. World Cup Twitter is about to go insane.
Man, I hope we get a goal in the first half so we can just go nuts during the middle of it, during the middle of the segment.
You know who's the John McClane of United States soccer? Is Jason Lockenfora. He's just ornery as it all gets out.
I just wish your boy Locke is sitting down right now for this one. I just wish like diehard soccer fans in America just like it's fine that us casuals just slip in for the World Cup and then slip out. Like, don't hate on us because we're just super casual soccer fans. Like, we're also into it. We want America to win.
I think they hate on us when we're like, what's their problem? What are they doing? We don't know.
Gareth Bale is so good looking. Jesus. I
mean, good God.
What are you guys watching? I don't even know what's going on.
It's called Fox. TV over there.
It's called
sorry.
Fox.
Like, that's, I know radio people. I know how you feel. These guys are having a full-on convo, and I have no idea. I'm going to go get some tea in the back.
Do you want us to paint the word picture of Gareth Bale?
Nah, that's fine because he's a handsome.
Like everyone on the Wales team is just like supermodel.
I'm just gonna go get some tea if I'm gone. Just don't mind me.
Here's the word picture for those who for Gareth Bale does not look like you. You're welcome. You don't look like him.
It could be information to change your life forever. or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
Ramit Sethi, talking about being rich.
The old definition of rich had a lot to do with how much money you accumulated, but it wasn't about how to spend it. It was more about how to get it. But okay, so once you get it, what do you do with it?
In our culture, everybody tells you how to save, but nobody teaches you how to spend it.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.